West Virginia coal-fired plant may experiment with hydrogen to avoid demo, written by John Funk, and read by an automated voice. The continued operation of a 1,300-megawatt West Virginia coal plant may depend upon whether the boilers can be modified to burn a portion of hydrogen to reduce emissions, an engineering challenge and controversial experiment Japanese power plants have been investigating. Pleasants Power Station, on the West Virginia side of the Ohio River, now owned by Texas-based Energy Transition and Environmental Management, or ETEM, is to shut down June 1 in preparation for demolition. Its previous owner, Energy Harbor, this year sold the plant to ETEM for demolition and leased it back in order to operate it through May 31. At the urging of the West Virginia legislature, the state's Public Service Commission in April ordered Monongahela Power and Potomac Edison, subsidiaries of Ohio-based First Energy, to negotiate with ETEM with the goal of purchasing Pleasants and continuing to operate it. First, Energy asked for a $3 million/month surcharge to continue operating the plant if the subsidiaries were able to purchase the plant, a request the PSC also approved. But ETEM was recently approached by Omnis Fuel Technologies, a California company that opened a Morgantown, West Virginia, office this month to purchase the power plant, according to a filing last week by Monongahela Power and Potomac Edison. ETEM is particularly focused on a proposed transaction with Omnis Fuel Technologies, LLC. If consummated, the company's understanding is that the ETEM/Omnis transaction would result in continued operation of Pleasants to generate energy using the hydrogen byproduct of Omnis graphite production operations, an outcome that would not involve Moen Power's acquisition or operation of Pleasants, the First Energy filing noted. But Omnis must sign a purchase agreement by June 10 and close the transaction by July 31, according to the filing. In the meantime, First Energy said it is willing to continue to negotiate with ETEM should talks with Omnis break down. The companies are willing to work toward completion of the letter of intent in order to protect the continued viability of the plant if the ETEM/Omnis transaction is not consummated. If an LOI is reached, it will be presented to the Commission as soon as possible with a request for expedited action in light of the urgent circumstances, First Energy wrote.